It's Claudia, not B.
And it's B, not Claudia.
And what are you doing
New Year's Eve?
Listening to us. Listen to us. Yeah. So welcome to our New Year's Eve episode. We're excited to get going with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Two radio hosts got our voices confused. Their listeners were amused. Now we talk every single day. These two chicks ain't going away. We talk nonstop about boys, books, and everything. Give us a listen, we might be your thing.
All right, we're back. Hope you enjoyed our singing voices. We're back. So it would be very faux pas of us if we didn't talk about our New Year's resolutions. So we have to talk about our New Year's resolutions, B. So
like missed opportunity until next year.
I know, right? So tell me what yours are.
Oh, okay. So New Year's resolutions. I think I'm going to go like a little stereotypical here or whatever, a little Christian girl, but all my New Year's resolutions, I want to just focus in on spiritual things in 2022.
Oh, wow. I love it.
I just feel like a little disconnect from myself and God, you know, which I think I'm going to blame it on COVID because, like churches not being normal since COVID started, I just feel like this year it really hit me and affected me a lot. And I just feel really out of sorts. I'm not on my normal routines spiritually and stuff like that. And so I want to like focus back in on that. So I'll just tell you here so we can talk about it or keep me accountable. I just want my personal relationship with God to improve. I want to understand what he sees in me and what his plan for my life is. And I want to trust him more. That's what I want to work on. And, you know, I have like more personal things on there that aren't needed, but like, that's like my main thing. I just want to be able to really have trust in God and understand how to like recognize what he's teaching me or asking me to do. And I want to have, better scripture study. I want to bring that back up to a thing that I do regularly because I have not been regular at that, which probably is affecting my trust in God. You know, it's one eternal round. Anyway, so that's my New Year's resolution. I just want to focus on that. I am not one to make like a million resolutions. I try and do like four every year of like mental, spiritual, physical, emotional, but I think I'm just going to do that and make my focus on the spiritual side this year.
Awesome. Cool. Well, yeah. Now I feel really crappy because mine all have to deal with, like, career and money, but...
That's not crap. That is not crappy. Those are important things, too. Everything has a season. I need to strengthen this part of myself that I've noticed is weak, but career and stuff is important, too. So tell us about that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so my goal this year is I want to create and produce and have like up on iTunes a children's music album for kids.
Oh yeah, that's exciting.
So because I have like this grand idea of have like a show, you know, a children's show on YouTube and where parents can subscribe and everything. Mm-hmm. And stuff, but I thought I'll start with the album, and then that way I can like have it in the classroom, and use it in the classroom and see how it works like with my teaching, and then transfer it into a show.
I like that.
Yeah, just kind of working on that. And then for the next one I have is it's been almost a year now that I've been writing a musical with my uncle, and we're not done. So that's the goal, to like get it done. And then also to get the production of it in the works, the first production of it, because our goal is to have like start a production company and to have people like buy the shows that we're writing for them to produce in their high schools and all that stuff. So
that would be so cool.
Yeah,
you could be the next Rodgers and Hammerstein. please become that person.
Well, it's funny because his last name is Skinner. That's my mom's maiden name. Oh, and so, and our last name is Fain. So we were thinking that we could call it F and Skinny.
Done. Copyright. You got it.
So, yeah. Okay, and then I want to, like, have a plan with you to have, like, consistent income from the podcast and then also from, like, my children's album. So that's, like, kind of my little...
Look at you making all of these products and selling them.
Yeah, I know. So maybe we need merch. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, that'd be fine.
Yeah. Whoever would buy it would mainly be me and you, but...
I would wear the crap out of our merch.
I know. I know. I would, too. I would love it. I think it'd be so fun.
I like your attitude for this year of all of these entrepreneurial things you're going to focus on. That's really great. That's exciting. Yeah,
because, I mean, eventually the goal is to rely on those things for, you know, for income. And then, I don't know, I'm a little scared to do that, mainly because of taxes, but I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it opens up new things you have to deal with, but, you'll be living your dream.
Well, yeah, and then it opens up other things that I would, you know... I don't know, because I don't know about, I don't know how I feel about being in the classroom for the next 10, 15 years. I don't think that's me. I want to tour, like, with the children's show. I want to, like, travel, like, and I want to, you know, travel with children and, like, have all of that. So, which, I mean, I think it's definitely possible to travel with kids. I know it's, like, sometimes easy, sometimes hard, but it's just... Yeah. You just kind of have to go with the
You
flow.
Can do it. You can make whatever what's important to you work. So that's great. Yeah. If you would like to support Claudia in her future endeavors, please go to our Patreon and follow us there. Okay. Now that we've talked about those pesky New Year's resolutions, let's jump in to what we're here to talk about. Reading goals. We are obviously some bookish bookworms, and that's what we focus on for you guys. So we have grand plans of books and movies and shows that we're going to bring to you with all of our reviews for this next year in 2020, which of course means that we have our goals of the books that we want to read. So, Claudia, what are your reading goals this year?
OMG. Okay, so... I don't know why, but the number 20 is, like, sticking out to me, so I want to read, like, 20 books. That's, like, my goal, which hopefully I can read a lot more than that, but we'll see. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I like 20 that. Goals. 20 books. 20 goals.
You have a lot of goals. 20 books. So 20 books within the year. Do you have a preference on, like, what kind of books or like, audiobooks or reading? Are you saying, like, you have to read or?
Read. Audiobooks, I don't know. I tend to, with audiobooks, zone out. And then I'm like, oh, my God, what's happening? I have to go back. And I do better with, like, books I read, you know, actually.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That can for sure happen. Yeah. I get that. It depends about the activity for me. Sometimes I zone out and then sometimes I'm like laser focused. So I was thinking 24 books for the year because that's two a month, but I also am a little worried that I won't be consistent enough for that. Like I could probably do that, but I think I'd read like six of them in 1 month and then not read for several months, you know? So I'm going to stick with 24 books, but I'm not going to say I have to read them. I'm going to say I have to read 12 of them.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the 24 could be audio or reading. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. That's what I'm going to say, Claudia. I'm going to do it. And three of those books have to be self-help books.
Okay.
At least three in a year. Three self-help books in a year. I feel like that's reasonable. That's not overkill. That's not like...
No.
Like, I'm a self-help junkie or anything, you know?
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, we could do it. We can totally do it.
Yeah. Totally. And I'm also going to say that three of those books have to be absolutely a waste of time romance novels.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. A waste of time. It's not a waste of time.
No, it's not. Love is never a waste of time.
No. Did you ever read Catherine and the Pirate when you were little?
Uh-uh.
Oh my God.
Should I read that as one of my 12 books?
Sure. It's like a kid like romance novel. So yeah, like for kids. Yeah, it's funny. I need to read it again, but the cover is like hilarious. But it's just always makes me laugh. Catherine and the Pirate. Let me. Cause you can tell it's like teenagers.
Oh, so cute. Oh my gosh. I want to be on the, I want to, when I get married, I want to recreate a romance novel cover with my husband.
Oh my God. I want to so bad. You have no idea. I want to so bad.
I think it would be the funniest thing. Could you imagine having a huge canvas of that picture in your house somewhere and just seeing people's reactions when they walk through your house?
I have to do, yeah.
That would be the funniest.
That's a goal for sure for me. Yeah. I would love it.
Also, I'm just curious, do you remember the first, like, romance book that you read? It, not necessarily romance, but as, like, a kid or as a teen, something that was, like, really focused on the love story.
Well, that's Catherine and the Pirate. Oh, I love
that. That was yours?
Yes, yes.
I love it. Mine was a Dear America book.
Really?
I don't remember the name. God. I might have to Google it. But it was about this girl that she and her brother got abducted by some Native Americans. And she, like, lived with them for a year and a half. And she falls in love with one of the warriors there.
Oh, cool.
And, oh, my gosh, I was so moved by their love story. And I bawled my eyes out at the sad parts in the book. I was, I probably read it 3 times cover to cover before my mom was like, you have to give it back to the library. And I was like, no, Mom, I love it.
Aww.
It's Dear America.
Yeah. Aw, that's so cute.
Standing in the Light, The Captive Diary of Catherine Carey Logan.
Oh, wow. That's another, the one. It's another Catherine. I guess that's just like the...
Catherine. She's like our, spirit animal for books.
Yeah. She is.
Yeah, it's a good one. I just, little Bethany was so taken with that love story.
I love that.
Touching. Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, this next segment is for our exclusively for our Patreon listeners. So head on over to our Patreon and subscribe for more juicy details.
Well, Claudia, I'll see you next year. I can't believe it's a new year. I always get so excited for the new year. It's just fun for me. So I'm excited for all your New Year's resolutions to just watch them bloom in 2022.
Ditto to you.
Thanks. Yeah. We're going to be so cool by the end of this year.
I know. We are.
And thank you to our listeners. It has been such a fun year with you. We are so thankful for you. And this last holiday season, making all of the episodes for you guys, and your support and your likes and your comments. Thank you for that, for your time and your energy. We appreciate it. And let us know what your New Year's resolutions are. I'm a curious kitten, so tell me all about them, okay? And... Happy New Year's.
Yay.
Be safe, be smart, and
be
go
sassy.
Out and ring it in. Ring it in, ladies and gents.
Yes, have a wonderful New Year's Eve. I love this holiday, too. I love New Year's Eve.
It's a good one.
It's so fun.
It's all sparkles and excitement.
And it makes me think of when Harry met Sally and I start to cry.
Oh, my gosh. Auld Lang Syne always makes my heart soar. I just love that song so much.
I know. I love that movie. We have to watch the Meg Ryan movies and talk about them.
We
all
have to. I know. I was thinking of Harry Met Sally, and I was like, we can't get away without that one.
No.
You know?
I love it.
Okay, friends. This is good. Happy New Year's. All the best wishes to you babes out there.
I know. So fun. Okay. We love you guys.
And we'll see you next year.
And Jesus loves you too. Bye.
He sure does. Bye.